A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, September 18th, 2019. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. My name is Chris Gande.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
We would like to welcome our viewers and listeners in Zimbabwe and around the world. Tonight we are discussing the disappearance of medical doctor Peter Magombey, who was allegedly abducted at the weekend. His disappearance has sparked protests in Zimbabwe and the diaspora.
Magombey, who was the acting president of the Zimbabwe Hospital Doctors Association, was last seen at his home on Saturday.
His disappearance has sparked protests from his peers and the whole medical fraternity that has downed tools in protest and vowed that they will only go back to work if Magombey is brought to his family alive and healthy.
Teachers have also threatened to down their tools in solidarity if the doctor is not surrendered to his family by Friday.
On the other hand, the government has denied responsibility and suggested that the doctor's abduction could have been done by a third force.
Zimbabweans in the diaspora have also been outraged by the disappearance and are organizing demonstrations in solidarity with their folks back home.
Those living here in the United States have said that the annual protests at the United Nations General Headquarters in New York, where the protests are usually held to protest against the government during the United Nations General Assembly penciled for next week, will also be used to highlight Magombey's disappearance.
In the United Kingdom, a protest with a similar agenda is planned for this weekend.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
A Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 919 medium wave frequency and on 13860 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
And remember, we are also live streaming our shows right now on Facebook on our three platforms, that is VOA Zimbabwe, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele.
You're welcome.
Yebo Jonga.
Kuti ndoda.
Hayi mina ngiyaphila.
Yes. Tiri kuona nasi tiri kukurukura nyaya iri kunetsa munyika yekutsakatika kana kupambwa kunonzi kwakaitwa Dr. Peter Magombey. Apana ataziva kuti ndiana akapamba Dr. Magombey kunze kwekungoti vanhurume vatatu vakanga vakapakata zvombo. Hurumende iri kuti pano fanange paine yavari kuti third force iri kushanda. Asi mubvunzo uri kubvunzwa nevanhu ndezvekuti kana muchiziva kuti kune third force, sei musiri kubata third force iye.
Aliqiniso lelo Jonga. Ye, balaleli njengoba limuzwa omunye wami lapha uJonga, ochasisa ukubana lamhlanje ke siphatha udaba lokubana ungapi kathi uDokotela Peter Magombey. Siyazi ukubana abodokotela wabongi kunye lamatitshala bathi sebeza tshengisela labo ngenxa yokubana ngenxa yokunyamalala kukadokotela. Yiko ke esixoxa ngakho lamhlanje ngoba sikhangele thina njengoba uhlelo lwethu lungolwe diaspora, sikhangele kakhulu abasemazweni. Sizwa kuthiwa labo bathi hayi, lolu daba asisoze sihlale phansi sikhangele sithiye kunjalo, sizangena lathi ezitaladeni. Lapha eMelika kuyatshengiselwa ngevikezayo lase United Kingdom Jonga.
Wangu vadiwa vateereri nevatariri, nasi tiri kutarisa nyaya yekutsakatika kana kupambwa kunonzi kwakaitwa chiremba Dr. Peter Magombey nemugowera wapfuura vari kumba kwavo mumusha weBudiriro, kwatinonzwa kuti vakapambwa nevarume vanonzi vatatu vakanga vakapakata zvombo. Vakawanda vari kunyunyuta nokuti ichiitiko hachisi chekutanga. Vanogona kunge vaitevera nhoroondo vanotaura kuti kwane vanhu vanodarika makumi mashanu vapambwa gore rino chete, vamwe vachisiya varohwa zvakaipisisa, vamwe vachikuwadzwa, asi kazhinji vanga vachimbopambwawo Wangu wai kuna watu wakapambwa usiku, mangwana kusenu unongwa, wakakandwa, po wanenga wakandwa, ne wanenga wapamba wachua kuwa zasi. Tuko na uti pana Dr. Magombei, apana mazuwa atofura, atoe ndofunga kuvamu, suwe mshondo, mvuro, shpiri shitatu nasi, atoe mazuwa mana mashano, wasato wazika na kunze waripi. Ndoza itakuti wanachire mba munyika, pamwene wanushanda wa mubo karezo utano, wati aiwa, regaiti mbo mira kusenza, ikushika Dr. Magombei wadzoka, wachidzoka kumuri yao, wari wapenyo, wari muutano wakanaka. Zakuriwa kuti apana chiremba kana mukoti kana nesi anenga achiona murwere munguva inoi. Zvakuomesera vakawanda kuti mwana acha kudumbu, amai vacha kumusana. Tanzwano wakawanda vataura nestudio 7 pa nhau dzedu dza 7. Vachichema kuti vauya kuzvipatara vachisvikana kusina vana chiremba kana vana mukoti vanovabatsira. Ndo dambudziko ravepo, ndo nyati tikurukure nekuti vari kunze kwenyika. Nhasi mwezi wachitatu tinoisa chirongwa ichikunyanyo tarisa tichipamukana vari kunze kwenyika. Tikunzwa kuti vari kuronga munzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana, nyika dzakasiyana siyana, maguta akasiyana siyana kuratidzira pamusoro pekutsakatika kwa Dr. Magombei. Tirikuona veku United Kingdom, ku UK vari kuronga kuratidzira mugovera uno pamuzinda we Zimbabwe uri mu London, kana Zimbabwe Embassy in London, vari kuratidzira ikoko nemusuwe Saturday. Kuno kwa America, semakore ese kune kuchitwa United Nations General Assembly, vanhu vanoungana ku New York vachiratidzira pane pauya mutungamiri wenyika weZimbabwe. Tiri kunzwa kuti urongwayo huripo zvakare gore rino, asi uchabatanidzwa pamwechete nekutsakatikwa kwa Dr. Magombei. Ndo zvimwe zvichaita kuti zvingwe zviri nganzi agenda yekuratidzira kuchaitwa. Kuti tisapedza nguva, tabata mumwe wevanhu vari kuronga kuratidzira kweUnited Kingdom, amai Chennai Mutamba Sere, vari nhengo yebato reMDC kwakare kuUnited Kingdom. Togamuchirai nemufaro muchirongwa chedu, amai Mutamba Sere. Thank you so much. Aiwa, kuno tirwa penyu. Thank you so much for joining us. Maybe you can start by highlighting the reasons why you are planning to demonstrate on Saturday.
So we are planning the demonstration on Saturday at the Zimbabwean embassy to allow us Zimbabwean diaspora to register our discontentment with the sudden disappearance, alleged abduction of Dr. Magombei, amongst the other things that are happening to citizens on the ground in Zimbabwe. You know, from August of last year, we have seen several attacks on citizens that are state perpetrators, from the killings of the 1st of August, the shootings in January. We recently saw, with the protests in July, citizens being beaten up by the police and other state agents, and basically being left for dead. We need to come together as citizens to register our complaints with regards to this.
Mm-hmm. And Ms. Mchenna,
we come together.
Ms. Mutamba said, yes, I wanted to ask you, you know, the government has already distanced itself from these abductions, accusing what it calls a third force. What's your take on that?
Okay. So if for a brief second we accept what the government is saying in suggesting that there is a third force at play, it's a reasonable expectation on the part of the citizens for the government to bring that third force to book, and for that third force, seeing as though the government has identified them as being the ones who abducted Dr. Magombei, for them to tell us where he is. Because you cannot come out publicly and officially announce the criminal and convict them, but you do not know specifically what their name is, and that indeed they have their abducted person. So we would like the government to tell us where is Peter. If they know who did it, that person who did it should tell us where he is. And moreover, that person who did it, or that unit or whatever they want to call it should be called to book, and we should know them by name and stature, not just to blind us with empty words, like I said, false. Like, what is that? Are those aliens from out of space or what? Mm-hmm. We want to know who they are, and more importantly, we want to know where is Dr. Peter, and we want him back.
Hmm. Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line, Ms. Mtambasere Grace.
Yes, Jonga, we are joined now by Mr. Thokozani Maya, the MDC UK District Chairman. Welcome to the show, sir. Yes, Mr. Maya, can you just tell us what are your sentiments regarding the abduction of Dr. Magombe?
First of all, we are very concerned about the disappearing of Dr. Peter. One other thing, the doctors are people who are supposed to look after the patients in the hospitals. When we are now, we are starting to lose doctors. Already, we have lost a lot of experienced people, doctors and nurses in Zimbabwe. Now, if we are going to lose them through adoptions and just disappearing, we are very concerned about that. We need that guy to be brought back to the to his family, and we need him back to his job.
Hmm. Okay, thank you so much. Can you please stay on the line, Jonga?
Yes, just to remind our listeners and viewers that we are still trying to bring to the show ZANU-PF chairman for UK. That's Mr. Marshall Gore. We are trying to bring him on to the show. He's ready to join us. Ndoenda kuna Mai Mtambasere. Mai Mtambasere, tinoona vanhu muri kuronga kuratidzira kwakare ku United Kingdom. Asi vazhinji vanenge vachitarisa kuti matambudziko ari kuitika kumusha imi muchiratidzira muri kunze kwenyika. Hanze zvinobatsira sei izvi?
Zvinobatsira nekuti isusu takasimudzira izwi redu sezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe, taka muwandu hwedu. Tinoitawo kuti vamwe vari kunze kwenyika kuno kuUK, kuParliament, kuUnited Nations nemamwe mapato akadaro vanonzwawo zvichemo zvedu, votibatsira kuti tizvisimudzirwe, kuti pasi rese rinzwe kuchema kwevana veZimbabwe, uye pasi rese rigobatsira kuti zvinhu zvigadzirisike. Nekuti muchishore sataro tichara chimwe hachiswanyinda, handi ndizvo.
Ndizvozvo.
Saka tinofanira kuti tibatanidze isu zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe, tikasumudza izwi redu muwandu hwedu, zvinonzwika kure.
Hmm. Saka munotarisira imi kuti pangaita shanduko here, nekuti tinoona kuti vari kunyora pasi vari kutaura kuti gore rino chete Dr. Peter Magombe wave munhu wechimakumi mashanu nemumwe, kana pasi rukanganiswa 51 pavanhu vari kunzi vari kutorwa vachipambwa mudzimba vachishungurudzwa. Munotaura kuti imi hurumende kana ivo vanenge vaine chekuita vari in authority havasi kunzwa kuchema kuri kuita vanhu kusvika paita vanhu 51.
Haizvozvo zvinotoshungurudza. Zvinoshungurudza nokuti kana tichitaura hedu takuvaverenga tosvika ku51, tinofanira kurangarira kuti mu51 imomo muna ana mai, vana baba, ana bvuti, ana mukoma, you know. Zvinoshungurudza mumwoyo kuti ko hurumende iyi iri kuzviitirei kuti vanhu vainofanira kunge ichiriritira, vanhu vainofanira kunge ichibatsira, ndo vava kurohwa nekushayikwa nenzira dzakadai.
Thank you so much. Rambayanyimuriparunhare, Chris. She's saying that they are disturbed by the continued abductions being carried out or perpetuated in Zimbabwe, and she says the government should have acted before it's the toll reaches like 50.
Quite interesting. Mnumzana Maya, ungasitshela kuti wena uthini ngokuthunjwa kukadokotela lo?
Baba, udokotela lona ngibona ngathi iZimbabwe as it is yonke kufanele sibusukumele lokho simelaye lo muntu othunjiweyo ngoba uma singayekela kuzofana lokuka Itai Dzamara owadisappearayo up to today kasikwazi ukuthi ukuphi lo muntu and uma le igovernment siyekela njalo singakwazi ukuthi silwise kulento ayenzayo basazoqhubeka abantu belahle bedisappear so ngicabanga ukuthi kufanele ukuthi manje kube yisikhathi esifanele ukuthi abantu manje mabasukume uma kusenzakala iZimbabwe yonke mayiphakame ikwazi ukuthi i-government le i-hold accountable for ama-meeting people.
Manje nxa wena usizwa lokho esikuzwayo ukubana kule lokho kuthiwa yi-third force uthini wenakho?
I-third force baba ngathi mhlawumbe ngolunye ugatsha lukahulumende uyalwazi yena uhulumende ukuthi ngobani labo bantu abayenza leyo nto ndasuka ekwazi ukuthi abanikeze igama lokuthi i-third force. Uma kuyikuthi engabazi ukuthi ngobani ube ngeke abekwazi ukuthi abanikeze ukuthi i-third force and uyakwazi ukuthi basebenza ngaphansi kwesandla sakhe ngaphansi kwekhomanda yakhe angeke kube labantu abangaterrorize ama-citizens kuthiwa kule government baterrorize abantu elizweni kule government okufanele ukuthi ibavikele ibe yona ukuthi ithi ayikwazi ukuthi abantu labo baye kuphi kungenzeka ukuthi i-third force yakhona i-operator inside the country okuthiwa ile government.
Hayi kuyezwakala, hayi ungabamba njalo ecingweni jonga.
Yes, Mr. Mthambasire, we have also noticed that people in the diaspora, mostly MDC members and some non-governmental organizations demonstrate against the government. And some people, even if you are demonstrating for a good cause, end up thinking that it's just those political moves, the opposition versus the ruling party. Can you justify the reason why you are calling for these demos and whether they are not political?
Well, if a protest is about a belief and a cause more than it is a political, the politics is the vehicle or indeed the person who has decided to facilitate the process, the protest. So if I am aggrieved in one way and I am a member of the MDC party and you are aggrieved in the same way, there should be nothing that should stop you and I together voicing our concerns as one voice, yeah? The politics, of course, there's a place and a time for whether you want to identify yourself as an MDC member, like I have chosen to. But in this instance, like my colleague, Mr. Maya has said, we are missing an ordinary citizen, Dr. Magombe, who served patients. When he served patients, it was not about, is this patient an MDC patient or a ZANU-PF patient? He served our community. And today, he requires that community to come together in one voice and state our concerns. And when we do that, surely we will be heard. We have seen other countries that when you come out in numbers, your statement is more impactful.
Thank you.
So that is my appeal to other citizens in the diaspora.
Thank you so much.
This transcends beyond party. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Ms. Mthambasire. Please do stay on the line. Tine Mutereri, ndiyani ari parunare? Hello? Hello? I think we are having a problem. Tuda kuti tinge chibata Mutereri ari parunare, asinofunga nare yake iri kuramba. Hello? Chris, we are trying to get hold of the caller.
Yeah, it looks like we have a connection problem there.
Yes.
Yeah, before we continue with our topic, I'd like to bring to our listeners' attention, there was breaking news today about the court judgment on the 2% levied from transactions made by through the phone. And the Minister of Finance has just released a statement, and I'll go ahead and read to you. It's just a two-paragraph statement. It says, the Attorney General has brought to my attention the judgment on Statutory Instrument 205 of 2018 pertaining to the collection of intermediate money transfer tax. That judgment will not affect the collection and levy of the intermediate money transfer tax because the collection of the tax under that statutory instrument was subsequently validated by Parliament under the Finance Act. Consequently, the 2% tax will continue to be levied. We had some questions early in the morning when people were asking, does it mean that the 2% levy will continue? So there you have it from the minister.
Anzi, 2% icharamba ichienderera mberi.
That's what you say.
Mutongo wedare wati 2% iyoyo yakaiswa na vamutuli Ncube gurukotara zveupfumi iri kunze kwemutemo statutory instrument yakashandiswa ipapo asi instrument iyoyo yakazonzi ya mumutemo weFinance Act zvichireva kuti hongo judgment yapiwa kana kuti mutongo wapiwa nedare repamusoro asi hanzi hapana chiri kushanduka. Regai titambire vamashaogore vanovesa chigaro weZANU PF mudunhu reUnited Kingdom. Vagore, tinogamuchirai muchirongwa chedu. Hello, Mr. Gore. Hello.
Hello. Oh,
thank you so much for joining us. Mr. Gore, we are talking about planned demonstrations by some Zimbabweans concerned who are in the United Kingdom, and they are planning a Saturday demonstration at the Zimbabwe Embassy in London. The demonstration is because of the alleged abduction and disappearance of Dr. Peter Magombeyi. And we managed to have MDC members on our show and also on this show on from our main show at 7 p.m. And now we have MDC representatives in the United Kingdom. So we wanted to hear from ZANU PF about these alleged abductions also and also the planned demonstrations.
Yeah, I'm not aware of myself of the planned demonstration, so possibly I will not speak about that. Mm-hmm. But regarding the issue at stake, obviously government has issued a statement about Dr. Gombeyi. I think first of all, it is very concerning to hear of this, and I think government has made it very clear that they are also deeply concerned about these events. That the threat of safety of citizens is not should not be taken lightly, and government have obviously instructed the state agencies, security agencies, to carry a thorough investigation of this matter, and so the matter is under investigation now. And government is actually publicly and opened again that anyone with information relating to this should cooperate with police and inform police, you know, which I actually think is a very good thing to do. It's unfortunate that this has happened and these disturbances are happening, especially at such a time. So I'd hope and trust that the security agencies that have been deployed to look into this case will be able to conduct a thorough investigation and find out more information and avail it to the public at the right time. So it's regrettable that this has happened, and my thoughts are with the family of this doctor, and I just hope and trust that all will be okay, and hopefully the government state agencies that have been deployed to look into this matter carry thorough investigations and get to the rock bottom of it. But it's concerning to have these cases coming, especially at such a time when we are focused with rebuilding our country.
And Mr. Gore, some are questioning the government's move to accuse what it calls third forces before thorough investigations out there. What do you say about that?
Listen, I think in cases like this, you always have speculation. And it's normal to have speculation in cases like this. But also we need to be very careful when we speculate, we don't speculate to the detriment of affecting the case and also to the detriment of infringing the family that is that has been affected by this case. So I think I'm of the view that yes, there could be a third force that is involved in this. We are living in very difficult times. I think if you recall very well, in the build-up to the elections, actually the main opposition party, the MDC Alliance, issued a very strong statement that if they were to lose the elections, they would ensure that they would make sure that the country is ungovernable. And if you look at events that have taken place in the last few months, there's been a lot of maybe social and civil unrest that makes it obviously difficult for the country to be well governed. I'm not putting a finger to them. But what I'm saying is that it's all these statements and reckless statements at times that then give an impression that people have to speculate now and say, where is the root cause of this problem happening? And also, let's not forget also that there are also other spoilers that don't want the government to make progress with reforms, to make progress with the development agenda. So they may also masquander. Again, there may not be opposition. There could be forces maybe that were previously in ZANU-PF that could come in and masquander and spoil the progress that is being made. Or it could be forces that are coming from the opposition. So I think we need to be obviously balanced in terms of how we look at things. But whichever way, we must condemn such acts. The Zimbabwe we don't want abductions to be taking place of citizens, especially abduction of a doctor. You know, we don't want these disruptions. Look at the strikes now; they're crippling our hospitals. So this is uncalled for. So in my view, I say such acts should be utterly condemned, and we should work together to eradicate such rudimentary elements from our society so that we rebuild our country in harmony. So it's unfortunate, regrettable, and not accepted, whether it's coming from any other angle, it's coming. But this is unacceptable. We must unite as Zimbabweans, as a people, peace-loving people, to condemn such acts and ensure that the perpetrators of these acts are brought to book and this is eliminated from our society.
Thank you so much, Mr. Gore. Please do stay on the line.
Yeah, let me, before we put you on the side, Mr. Gore, just a quick question. You mentioned there that there were some moves to make the country ungovernable. But would you say the country is ungovernable when we have the country has no money, the country has no electricity? You know, it is one of the most governable countries, if I can compare it to other countries, because look at some countries, for example, Zambia. Kenneth Kaunda was pushed out of power for raising the price of maize meal to by maybe $5 or something. But in Zimbabwe, things go up by 100%, and there we have. So what governance issue are we talking about there?
I think it would be a misconception to debate about prices and debate about the progress that government is. I think the root cause of why we are having this conversation today is that we have had an abduction and there were threats that were made in the past. You know, so when you equate that there were threats that were made by one of the biggest opposition parties in the country to say that if they lose election, they will make sure that they will make the country ungovernable. And speeches were made where people were declaring after their Congress, watch and see, watch the space, what is going to happen. And now we are faced with incidences of civil disobedience, civil unrest, and even abduction. One is bound by looking at this track record to question such sentiments. I'm not saying they're entirely or wholly responsible, I'm just bringing into perspective that we need to look at that also, that it's a factor that warnings were issued.
Yes, may I interrupt you?
So when destabilization has happened,
Mr. Gore, may I interrupt you briefly? Sorry for that, we have a caller. We'll come back to you very soon. Please do stay on the line. We have a caller. Ningwa Akabata, hello? Hello?
Hello,
Magadi. Mushe, and Diana.
Hello, Magadi. I mean, Temba.
Mkoma Temba, Murukufona Murukupi?
South Africa.
Ayo watina urombo kuti mamboti bate kwe kangu wasi. Chinofaza nicha kuti akupaya mkana kuti mpinde mchirongwa. Tins go za muina zo tipe ifungwa za nipanya ya turu kurukura.
Ya nyayi rito ndio kuti kunika kwedu. Paka ita isusu tiri kuno tukitambula singa iti South Africa. Takati vatiku zama kuti tige zvirina ntichengete mhuri asi kuti tichengete mhuri yacho zvakuneta nekuti kuno tiri kutambura tichirohwa tichiditauya kuzora tizoshanda tichibetsera vana kumba kumba kwacho hakusina mishonga hakuna magetsi hakuna mvura asi mari iripo iyoyo shoma vakutotora kuti vaite guva remhandi yemusoro yekuti kwai nderemhandi yepamusoro vanhu vachitambura uyu munhu azorora u afa uyu kana munhu atofa atofa
mukoma temba mukoma nengo kugadzirisa yembichana havana kuti varogadzira guva remhando aiwa yemhando yepamusoro aiwa iguva remhando yepamusoro makati mhando yepamusoro ye makati guva remhando yepamusoro mune muri kuti the worst enemy zvino apa aiwa harisi kugadzirwa izvozvo imhando yepamusoro its of high quality kana tichitaura tichitarisa hedu kuti vari kuti iguva remhando yakadii kwete kuti remhando yepamusoro endere hanyu mberi
asi ipapo tozoona kuti vanhu vari kutambura sei dai vakangomuchengeta ipapo vari kuita zvekudhenzerana kuti vekwavo vanomuda vekupalamende vanomudawo sana purezidendi avo vana munangagwa varipo zvavo tiri kuzoona zvavari kuita vakutonetsekana nechitunha pane kuti dai vaona vanhu vari kurwara vari kuchizvipatara kuti vawane rubatsiro madoctors asichiri kushanda vakutostrika vakutopamba vakangotaura vakutopamba kuti kwai munhu haachafaniri kudi kushora zvaanowana nekuti vakutongoshanda zviya zvokuti zvokufosewa ndokunonzi kutonga nedemo kai zvichomo zvavo hazvichagamuchiriki asi kwai uchinzi tiri munyika nyika yacho haichanakiiaaadaro
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma temba thank you so much Yes, Chris, that's our first caller. Mkoma Temba, he was calling from South Africa. He says things are not okay back home and in South Africa. They are also suffering, but they are trying to make ends meet and feed their families back home. So he was talking of the special grave that is being built for former President Robert Mugabe. He's saying it's going to use a lot of money to build, yet those living are suffering. We are spending money on someone who is already dead, yet we are neglecting the living. Maybe we can bring in Mkoma Tokozani Maya, Mr. Maya. If you want to respond to what Mr. Gore said, this is the chance for you.
Good evening, Mr. Gore. I heard you saying you feel you are also concerned about this adoptions of Mr. Peter that he went missing. If I may ask you, since you said at first you were not aware of the demonstration, this demonstration is not about MGC. It's a concern about the missing of a doctor here. Would you accept my invitation to go for you to come and show your solidarity with the Zimbabweans about this guy who's gone missing?
Mr. Gore, that question is directed to you. Mr. Gore?
Alice, can
yes.
you hear me?
Now we can hear you now. Did you hear what Mr. Maya just said?
Yeah, I heard what Mr. Maya said, that there's some demonstrations that have been arranged. I'm not aware of those demonstrations. And I obviously I'm not aware as to who has organized them and what is the purpose and what is the cause for them. Mm-hmm. But basically what I want to put across is that when incidences like this happen, it's important for us to wait till all the investigations have been done and completed so that we know exactly what is the root cause of the demonstration, of what is the root cause of the problem. You know, so that we know that who are the perpetrators of such a heinous crime. But mm-hmm. if we overreact when there is a case of criminality which looks like as it is in this case, and rush to say we are going to demonstrate against who, we need to find out. Let the authorities carry their investigation first, get to the rock bottom of it, and establish. Mm-hmm. If we now know who is responsible for this, then it gives us enough equipment to condemn or to call to sit down as a community to say, okay, if this is a problem we have, how do we deal with it? How do we raise awareness? How do we do all these things?
Thank you.
At the same time, I people have a right and freedom of self-determination in expressing how they want to do. But personally, myself as a person, I would say I would want to get to the rock bottom of this and understand what has happened and then react afterwards. I do not want to rush and react before the investigations have been completed.
Thank you so
much. I think it's naive to do that.
Thank you so much, Mr. Gore. We have another caller. Hello? 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 Oh, sorry, we lost our second caller. Chris, you heard from Mr. Gore. Ndofunga amai mtamba sere, wanengu achida wakumbunzu kwa kuti zvaka mira se. Hello, amai mtamba sere? Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Hey.
Hey. So, I just want to make some claim a few things from what Mr. Gore has said. So with regards to, I think he insinuated, or in fact he said, that the idea of a third force is a speculative one. I wish to correct him on that, because this was formally, officially announced by a government minister to the media, where he said there is a third force. So that is no longer a matter of speculation. It was an official statement by Minister S.B. Moyo. So you might want to circumvent that and go and check with him. And what we are saying to him is, okay, so if you are saying there's a third force that took him, then tell us, you know, we want to, ultimately the outcome that we want, like you have expressed, Mr. Gore, we want to know, where is Dr. Magombe? Right? And then secondly, you have made this rhetoric statement that the MDC at the back of a stolen election in July of last year, there were some elements allegedly that you said we will become ungovernable. Right? I can't sort of see, I can't look back at any one day where ZANU-PF Comrade Agua has woken up and said, today I failed to govern. Something has happened. I can't govern anyone. You are governing. You are in control, very much so, and with a heavy hand, if I may add. If you want to take a good analogy, if you look at a case of domestic violence, and you see a woman or indeed a man who is being subjected to domestic violence and is being battered day in, day out, the day that they will die in the house, or they will die within the jurisdiction or the radius of the person.
Oh, we have lost Mr. Mutamba Sere. We'll try to reconnect with Chris. So we have a caller.
Yes, Chonga.
Taswera, maswera sei baba?
Taswera.
Ndiani vari kutaura?
Ni Solomon.
Mkoma Solomon, muri kupi?
Ndiani ku South Africa.
South Africa, nyaya ndiyo imainzwa yatiri kutaura nezvayo. Tiri kutaura pamusoro pekupambwa kunonzi kwakaitwa Dr. Magombe. Vamwe vatinawo vadare vari kuti aiwa ngatipei mukana kumutemo utevere uchitsvaka kuti varipi tisamhanyire kuita maconclusions. Vamwe vachituvaiwa panogona kunge paine chimwe chine chekuitawo nehurumende nematsakatikira avari kuita, nekuti hakasiki kutanga kutsakatika kwemunhu. Munotiwo
ekundonasokuti hurumende yekunde maitiro ayo kana muchinikurangara 2008 vana Josina Mukoko akabvatiwa and akazodzoserwa akanga ari mhaka emasex agents. My secret agents. Then, Panama Kawanda, even after the so-called removed dispensation, Panama Kawanda Waka abducted. But to raise your own to arrest the police station, but after abduction. So it looks like no machine out, my saying, look at my state secret agents. Then I tell our defense, the good thing, the more I think what I'm doing, that's out. Saka. Tinogona dziko semaZimbabwe rekuti security yeZimbabwe is not guaranteed. vanhu vanofanira
Thank you so much. Thank you so
much. They are doing nothing to the about our economy. They are blaming the sanctions, but one person, just for a failure of former president.
Thank you, Mkoma Solomon. Taita mwe mtereri akamirira waparunare. Thank you so much. Tine mwe mtereri. Hello? Hello? Hello, Ndiana?
Ni Mkoma Musa.
Mkoma Musa, magadiko Mkoma Musa.
Tingani magadiko.
Murikupi Mkoma Musa?
Kutriangle.
Kutriangle, ku Zimbabwe huko. Aiwa nyaya turi kurukura ndiyo tipe itinzwe nerurimi rwese rwamunogona Mukoma Musa nguva ndeyenyu.
Ini ndotaura zvakushona. Nyaya ndotaura ndeye pa nyaya yekutoto kwevanhu pamba. Amasiviro nekusanganawo nevamwe vanenge vachinyeba maringe nekuita sekuti nokuti pane vamwe vanenge vachiita sevanoshandira kuvanhu vatosanganawo nakutaura. Zvinoitika panyaya yekupambwa iyi ndezvekuti vanhu ava vanopambwa ava havasi vekuti tingati vanhu vano vava kune mamwe mapato kana kuti vanoita zveshaisano kana kudindi, asi kuti vanhu vanotori nebasa ivo.
Vanopamba vanhu kwete vanopambwa.
Vanopamba vanhu.
Ehe.
Vanhu vane basa iroro. Saka basa iri basa ravanotuma ivovo votoona kutoti shuwa kana tikasatoita basa iri zvokuonekwa kuti shuwa tiri kusevenza hatikwanisi kubhadhariwa kana kuchengeteka basa redu. Saka vanhu vanogona kutsamwa nezvinhu zvisingafaniri kuti vatsamwa, zvinotozonyadzisa vanovatuma vaya vaya kuti tate muno wakomana shanda takatuma zvakazoita zvomumakisa izvi anomozviona.
Saka vanenge vachivatuma ava vanhu vanenge vaine masimba akadii, nokuti kana pachiti watumwa uchinoponda munhu unofanira kuti iwe waponda munhu neatuma wacho mese musungwe.
Vanhu vatuma vanhu vanotori nesimba, vanhu vanotori nekontrol yekupedzisira pa munyika muno. Saka vanhu ava manje ivo mukutuma kwavanenge vachiita vanenge vachingotuma munhu semwana wake kana kuti semushandi wake pamba. But iye mushandi mashandiro anogoita manje haasiwo mashandiro anenge akatarisirwa nemushandiro. Mashandiro anogona kutonyadzisa mushandiro iweyo. Ngozi mukatasa kupambwa kwamagombei iweyo, magombei munhu asiri wokuti tingati waya ari mgo.
30 seconds Mukoma, titore vamwe ngotiiga.
Magombei anga asiri munhu ari matongerwo enyika, anga ari munhu anga achingotsvaka raramo yake nevamwe vanoshanda navo komiti yepabasa ngotinoo varume besaadaairaramo. But ivo manje kunyadza kwavakaita vakanosvika vobata munhu uyauya ari kutochemawo nhamo dzake.
Thank you so much Mukoma.
Zvinonyadzisa vaya vakutuma kuti kuima igozonobata munhu
asiri Aiwa tinotenda mukoma Musa vari ku triangle vari kutaura. He says he thinks that those abducting people are being paid specifically for that, and in some instances what they do is not what they are instructed to do. In the end, they will do the wrong things, which even embarrasses those who are paying them to do that, Chris.
That's quite interesting. Mr. Gore, what's your take on that?
Listen, I think everyone is entitled to their opinions on Yagadai. But inina angu, monera andrukuita, I see no reason, in my own honest personal opinion, why government would be involved in abducting a doctor. I see no reason for it. So my logic is telling me that if this has happened, I don't think it's the government. I actually think it's some spoilers, perhaps, maybe, that has got an agenda, some acts of criminality. I don't know. But I wouldn't envisage myself to say government would do such a thing to a doctor. So whilst the Tauru and Kuru Ango are phone on Tauru, but like I said earlier on, that they could be some spoilers that are there to also want to discredit the government. And I've said this clearly with regards to earlier threats that we had soon after the elections and before the elections, that the opposition leaders came out very clearly and made it very clear to everyone publicly, actually, that if they don't win the elections, they will make sure that they make this country ungovernable. So some of the destabilization that we have seen, without pointing at anything else, makes us now wonder where these things are coming. This is unusual. We have not been seeing a lot of these things, the civil unrest and all these things that are such acts of criminality, of people being abducted and stuff like that. It's a character that we are starting to see quite clearly. But there you go. But again, when things like this happen, we should be restrained enough to wait for the thorough investigations and perhaps maybe have a very good discussion after when the investigations have been concluded. Chokwadi chese chabuda, I think. Mm-hmm. That's how I see the case.
Thank you so much. Wagorera mbaya nyimuri parunare. Timbotarisa tisaitaenda kuna vamaya timbotarisa zvanyorwa nevatereri nevateveri vechirongwa pa Studio 7 Shona Facebook page. Hanzi na mudofunga ndisise rudo donzwa. Hanzi ichokwadi, people are suffering. Mukoma Ray Mark B Matiza. Hanzi ndifonerei vaisa namba dzavo zvikanzi Zimbabwe is under siege by the ruling party. These guys are just above the constitution of the country. Then vamwe vari kuda ndimukomangoni dzashe choko. Hanzi call me, it's Shongwe. Then Chidoko Pasmo. Hanzi Mr. Gore, you will not hear someone saying I'm the one responsible for abductions. Demonstrations are the only way to alert those human rights associations to help Zimbabwe in this abduction situation. Then mumwe ari kutaura zvakare andimukoma andimuzvare ana musananguro mubayiwa. Hanzi vamunangagwa mazuva apera. Munangagwa recently said he's following up on lawyers and doctors, and we have Doug Coltart beaten up and now doctor missing. Vateererawo, asi tine mumwe muteereri ari parunhare pari zvino. Regai tinzwe kuti ndiani uyo. We looking at what other listeners send through our Shona Facebook page. Hello?
Hello, Magadin.
Dagasimba, ndia na?
Ini ndinaitwa Nyamziwa.
Nyamziwa, Shumba.
Yebo.
Murikupi, Mr. Nyamziwa?
Ndiriku South Africa, baba.
South Africa, ngoti dimu?
Ndanchida kungotaura panyaya yemaabduction nezvirikutsanangurwa nevakurawo vezanuBF vari kutaura nemi pastudio apo vachiti government haina chokuita naizvozvo. Ndinonatsa kuti havafaniri kukasira kutaura nyaya yekuti government haina chokuita naizvozvo, nokuti kana tikatarisa mamiriro akaita nyika yedu yeZimbabwe, inyika yakasunungurwa panyaya yezvombo zvekuti hakuna munhu anongori an individual ane futi kana chimwe chombo munyika make, nekuti uchifamba murodhi maunofamba ukatoonekwa une rekeni chaidzo mumotikari kana kufamba wakadzibata inotori mhosva. Saka nyaya yezvombo iyi, zvombo zvinochengetwa nehurumende, vanonyatsoziva kuti zvombo zviri muno munyika zviri pakati nepakati nepakati. Saka nyaya yemaabductions havafaniri kukurumidza kuramba kuti hurumende haina chekuita panyaya iyoyo, ende vasati vasapomera opposition kana kukomera vamwe vakabvisa pachigaro vachiti hanzi vanogona kunge varivo vari kusabotaja hurumende iri kutonga pari zvino hazvina kunaka zvinhu zvakaita saizvozvo chokwadi chiriko ndechekuti munhu wese ane muono wakasiyana nezvinodiwa nehurumende kana kuti angotaura zvinhu zviri opposite nezviri kudiwa nehurumende anobva atoonekwa kuti uyu imhandu yedu vanobva vamuabdacta zvakafanana nadr Magombe avo munhu anga achitungamirira chikwata chemadoctors kuita zvichemo zvavo kuti hatisi kubutikana neizvi 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 ndobva vaona kuti is an influence is a political government saka ngatimutorei arege kutiinfluenza vanhu but chita saimone zvaakuitika izvino vanhu vaakufira muzvipatara nengare yekuti madoctors achona ese nevanga vachitotiwa hatoda kungobatsirawo zvishoma nezvishoma muzvipatara tichirapa vanhu apo neapo havachatodi kuenda kubasa kwacho saka zvotibetsera chiizvozvi nezvekuitika izvozvizvi saka government ngaive nezvekuita panyaya yemaabductions hazvitibetseri mukati menyika ende hazvina kwazvinotiendesa kuti munhu akaita maonero akasiyana neavo yave mhandu kwavari ngavatsvage kugadzirisa zvinoita kuti nyika iende mberi ndatenda hangu.
Thank you so much, Mkoma Nyamuziwa. He's Mr. Sure. Nyamuziwa calling from South Africa. He says it is common knowledge that weapons are prohibited in Zimbabwe. Even if you are stopped and the police find you with a catapult, you are bound to be arrested for that because weapons are not allowed. And in a country like Zimbabwe, if someone can acquire a gun, that is someone within the law enforcing agents, not an ordinary person. So he says the government should take action to stop this immediately. Thank you so much, Mkoma Nyamuziwa. Chris?
Yebo, Jonga.
Limbo Taura.
Taura iti. Uwagore Taura.
I think Zataru wana Shumba Nyamuziwa. Ndino pedi sera, ndino wira na sopakuti. Yes, it's the government's responsibility. Kuti yuone ma issues anamkoti. Nyaya dzacho dziri kunetsa kuti dzigadziriswe nyaya iyi haina kutanga nhasi yakamboitika futi pakagara pakawiriranwa pane urongwa hwakaitika ini ndinoda kudayira kuti pachidanho chatiri chei hurumende yere yatini haiye zvinaisa nyaya dzakadai kana dzaitika I think minista vakabuda vachitaura kuti kana paine maissues aripo vanhu ngavaise musoro pamwe chete aka vanhu vagare pamwe chete vataurirane vaona kuti zvinhu zvinofambiswa sei so I see no reason why government would resort to say they want to abduct someone who's leading this, yet they can sit and talk with doctors. The issues of doctors striking, it's not a political issue. It's an issue that people can sit and discuss. So government are very much open to those discussions. They've taken place before, and they've been very much publicized. So this is why I'm saying I find it hard to find any common sense or rationale to say that government would resort to this where they've got the platform to engage with this, you know. So I actually think personally, this is my personal thinking, that if there's anything happening, then it could be then other spoilers or other elements that has got a political agenda now against government to use this. But this is my speculation. But again, I say this in hindsight by saying eventually we need to wait for the thorough investigation rather than to speculate and blame people. Let's wait for the thorough investigation. I think
Thank you so much. Ravagore ramba nyimuri parunare. Hanzi navagore papiwe mukana wokuti ongororo dziperere ongororo dzipedzwe dziri kuitwa izvinezvi. Ndofunga tangatina amai Chenai Mutamba Sere nare yavo yambenge yati donei ndofunga va yadona zvakare. Oh, yadona zvakare nare yavo. Yes, Christine Mutere.
Yes, are we having Mutonori? Siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Yeah.
Unjani? Yebo.
Ngifuna ukungena kuhlelo ngikhuluma ngalo uDokotela othunjiwe.
Yeah, ungasitshela.
Ngiyabakhalela bemuthi. Ngenxa yokuthi abantu beZimbabwe bakanyile. Labakhulu bona laba bathi kuthiwa siyamdinga senzani abaluthi abaluye emzani yikho abangeza khona ngesikhathi sami ngingumisis Mthonori ungasrova Mthonori
ye hayi ngiyasiyazana ye sure
so ngiyabakhalela ukuthi bazabe lokho bekukhuluma bezithi lokhu lalokhuyana kumbe kasekho kabakhuluma egcekeni yinto ebuhlungu umuntu kungcono egule kulokuthi ethunjwe ebese siyabulawa. ende bulawela into engayisiki ukukhokhela abanye ukuthi bebele lempilo engcono njengakathi singabe sithi bahola i-$40 US imali akula lutho ngeminto ngudokotela owahamba e-university okweminyaka eminingi.
Yeah, sister, ungakhuluma ngesilungu nje ukuthi bonke abantu bezwe. Can you just give us a all right, kulungile, sibongile.
Kulungile, okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Jonga, that is Linus Mtonori. You remember Mtonori? He was abducted and later found dead.
Okay.
That's the wife.
Oh, that's the wife.
Yes, so she's saying she feels pitiful because she knows the experience firsthand, you know.
Oh, sorry for that. Mm-hmm. Mr. Maybe you can bring
go
in
to
Mr.
Mr. Maya.
Yes.
Mnumzana Maya. Hello?
Yes.
Yes, we are fast approaching the end of the show. Maybe if you can give us, in a nutshell, what you think about the issue, just in a minute or two, about what you see as, you know, a solution maybe that can solve all this. Is it a case of politics gone wrong, or, you know, what are your thoughts on that?
Basically, on this one, I will agree with this lady who just gone off to say this government, they are capable of doing things just to give you a hope to say we are still looking at this thing, but while they know that they are the ones who are doing all those crimes. So even for this doctor now, we may just keep our hopes that he is still alive, but we don't see it. The time that he has gone is too long now. 5 days, it's a long time. Someone just disappeared. They know one other thing, that if they release that guy, he's going to say all the information that might even lead us to the Itai Zamara where he is. So I'm not saying people must just start to think that the guy is dead, but that's my opinion. That's what I'm thinking. Mm. And for this Mr. Gore to think that this government, we might say it's not them. There was a video of about another doctor going on saying about it. If it's the same doctor that we are talking about him, saying that how can we live on an $80 salary a month, and then it's undeniable everything in this country that someone can live on an $80 in a month, and then suddenly he's disappearing, the same person. So who does he expect? Because that guy was preparing his message to the government. So now if Mr. Gore is saying it's not the government, the guy was saying message direct to the government, and then he disappears. And then the same person from the government is saying, no, it's not the government that did that kind of criminality. I don't understand him.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, sir. That was maybe your last word, because we are, like I said, running towards the end of the show. So we'll just ask Mr. Gore to give his closing argument.
I think my last words will be that the issues to do with doctors' wages is a concern that the responsible Minister of Health should look into it and ensure that doctors' requests or needs are attended to, so that our healthcare can remain at work, all our healthcare workers can remain at work and providing the much-needed service.
So thank you so
my
much, Mr.
would be to, in fact, obviously, to say I wish the Dr. Moyo will obviously find a solution to get the issues.
Thank you so much, Mr. Gore. Unfortunately,
and then lastly,
we have run out of time.
I would also
Thank you. That was Mr. Marshall Gore, ZANU PF Chairman, UK Province. You also heard from Mr. Tokozani Maya, MDC UK District Chairman, and Ms. Chennai Mutambasere, MDC as well. My name is Chris Gande. Good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.